Hi, I'm Scott Farrell. Welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we teach you how to build relationships that rock. Thanks for joining me. Tonight's episode is about high school musicals, but not in the traditional sense. I want you to know, while I'm doing this show, I'm a big supporter of the arts. I'm a big supporter of especially high school theater and music. Why? Because I was a part of that when I was in high school, and it was one of the biggest parts of my life and had the biggest impact on me. A gentleman named Michael Pittard was my director in high school, one of the best to this date that I have ever seen. But bring me back to my topic tonight, which would be glee, how we feel glee, and why it's destroying our country currently. If you haven't noticed, there's a kick, broadcast, whatever, between Disney, ABC Family, and NBC. They air programs that are kind of questionable for families, but they label them as family shows. Which brings me to the next show I want to discuss, is a show named Glee. If you've never seen it before, it's about kids in a high school glee club. Well, I was part of that group when I was in high school. A lot's changed since I was there, especially from the way that TV is portraying the glee club. You know, I saw this the other night on Glenn Beck, and it just struck me. The TV show Glee, if you just watch it for entertainment value, phenomenal show, phenomenal writing. And the talent level is great. They found a lot of good kids to go out and perform. You know, the songs are brilliant. The performances are brilliant. There's only one problem. What they're singing about isn't old-fashioned American values. It's not even close. You know, on the show, we try to help you build relationships that rock, especially with your wife, kids, or husband, or any of your extended family, and then to the community. But family's first. You know, I'm a big believer in God, family, country. I seem a bit old-fashioned when it comes to this show. The other night, they had a great show again. Each week is. But I want you to hear the lyrics of one of the songs that they had performed, and then perform it with dancing, with singing. I mean, it's like any, you know, if you were part of any type of high school musical in you'll understand what I'm talking about. You know, and they got this. It's a Chemical Romance, a song. It's called Sing. I want you to hear the lyrics. Cleaned up corporation progress, dying in the process. Children that can talk about it living on the railways. People moving sideways. Sell it to your last days. Buy yourself the motivation, generation, nothing. Nothing but a dead scene, product of a white dream. That's not exactly what I would call bringing our country closer together, hope and change, or anything else you want to call it. And the cool thing was, Glenn Beck's got a producer on his show. His name's Joe Keery. Joe's mother moved here from North Korea. Well, if you know anything about North Korea, there's a murderous thug who was the head of that government and will kill anybody that disagrees with him. Freedom is not part of that government, nor will it ever will be. One day, Joe's mother came home and caught the kids watching TV instead of doing their homework. She took the TV and threw it out for good. Joe said he didn't watch TV again until he was later in high school, up in his years, probably about 18. Tragic, isn't it? Especially for a U.S. student or teenager? Not really. Here's what happened. He's got a brother that wound up with like 1,500 doctorates. Not really, but a bunch. And he's got a PhD from Oxford, 3 master's degrees, and he's a tenured professor at several prestigious universities. His sister, she did okay. She's a nurse, and she served in the law school, and she's been all over hospitals all over the world. Joe, he did okay for himself, the producer for Glenn Beck. He only served in New Jersey Supreme Court, and he's the low-producing child of that family. Why am I talking about Glee? Why am I talking about high school musicals? Why am I talking about any of this? Well, like I said, I'm a big fan of the arts. A very big fan of high school musicals. Big fan of choir, because that is my background. I wanted to be on Broadway. Also believed in an America when I was a child. A freedom, a value, even though I didn't see a lot of those family values in my own home. I could watch TV. In a place where respect was given and freedom of speech reigned. If we look back at these lyrics, They're talking about a white dream, nothing but a dead scene. That's what we've got with this current generation, folks. Absenteeism from parents, not a lot of value shown on TV, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby. We thought the 60s were bad. We might want to look around in the 2000 plus range and see what we're really staring at. It's time to take back our families, especially men. Men, step up. Let's slide the glee out of the way and bring some joy. Where's that joy from? Serving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is the only way to bring our families back and the only way to save our country. Think about that the next time you turn on any of these teen shows from ABC, NBC, or Disney. Thanks, guys, for listening. I know it's a little heavy tonight, but I had to get this off my chest because it's something I feel very strongly about. You've been listening to Modern Family Rules. I am Scott Farrell, your host. Thank you so much. As always, I recommend that you email me with your comments and questions. You can also reach me at modernfamilyrules.com or my Facebook. You can friend me or you can email me from there. I welcome any questions. Remember, we build relationships that rock. Let's slide the glee out of the way and replace it with some joy. Till next time, take care.